coming up in 10 minutes from now, there is a rumor going on around the NBA world that the Hawks could be involved in a trade for a superstar in the NBA. I wouldn't touch this one with a 10-foot pole. We'll talk to Caleb Johnson about it coming up next on Chris Thomas Tonight. But right now, we got to sprinkle in some college football. Have been all NFL and Falcons tonight, so let's change that promptly with our buddy Ian Valentino of A to Z Sports. Ian, let's start with what happened last weekend. What did you make of the decision to keep Notre Dame out, let Miami and Alabama in?
I'm a little bit surprised that Alabama made it. I get the sense they didn't want to punish teams for making the conference championship, and I think that's a fine argument. But the Miami discussion, I think, is a lot easier. You're looking at head-to-head matchups, and I think the metrics, kind of point toward a pretty even battle there. You look at Notre Dame, the strength of schedule, I think, was a concern for folks, and they lost the games that probably mattered the most to them. Earlier in the season, and they don't get the benefit of being in a conference. So I do like some of the line of the sand saying, look, you can't have your cake and eat it too and expect to get all of the breaks. But I do think if you looked at from where their team is today and where the team of Alabama is today, I think you'd make the argument, or at least I would, that Notre Dame's probably a better team right now. I think Alabama's kind of been dead in the water for the last couple of weeks. They've looked like a much worse team. So it's really difficult with the eye test, but it's a bigger picture discussion where you're talking about, look, a team got blown out in the SEC title game to a title contender. So does that make Alabama a title contender? Can they be a title contender truly if they lost to one of the best teams in the country? I don't know. It's very unique, but I think they came down and, maybe the argument should be more so Notre Dame versus James Madison or Notre Dame versus towards like the end of the bottom 12 there versus against like Miami or Alabama. It's just easier to kind of point out the other two bigger teams. That might be a little bit more of a difficult decision, but I don't mind the decision. I don't think that Notre Dame took care of business when they needed to.
Do you think their AD Pete Bavakwa stepped out of bounds when he went on Dan Patrick's show and said what he said?
No, I get it. I do. I understand. I'd probably do the same thing if I was him. They're all fighting for a really competitive piece of the pie. And Notre Dame's, they've put their own, hard foot down over the years over where they stand and how they want to be treated. And look, that's fine if you want to put that down, but sometimes there's going to be repercussions where maybe others don't agree with that. And I think that might have been what happened here, where it's not necessarily trying to be punitive, but you just, like I said, you don't get the benefit of the doubt.
All right, so when it comes to what we did see on the field, I think there's no reason everyone in our backyard here in Atlanta and down in Athens shouldn't be feeling like Georgia is playing as well as any team in the country right now.
Yeah, they definitely look like a true title contender. They are peaking at the right time. The offense looks so much better. It looks much more balanced. I think their ability to spread the ball around and be able to find offense where they need to is great. They're complementing a defense that's playing as well as anyone. The special teams obviously coming up with a huge play. That's what they need. That's the recipe for this team. This will not be a championship team if they're not getting special teams and defensive turnovers and maybe even touchdowns or at least, big plays. So if they're going to play like that over the next couple of weeks, that's going to be a team that absolutely has just as good of a chance as Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon.
Who would you give the edge in the Heisman to right now? It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I think it's Mendoza's. I think Mendoza won it against Ohio State. It's not just as simple as quarterback versus quarterback, but every chance that Mendoza had the chance to make a play, he did it. And his stat line against Ohio State maybe wasn't amazing, but look at the quality of the throws. He made every high leverage throw asked of him, comes back on that first play, gets hit really hard, pops back up, and just delivers a really great performance. They don't win that game if he doesn't play exactly like he does. And Jeremiah Love, I think he'd be another worthy candidate too. And, you could probably squeeze in a little bit there. Diego Pavia is a little bit tougher for him just because his team didn't make the playoff, and that's not his fault. But I think Sayan probably lost it. I think Sayan was probably my favorite entering that game, but he just looked like a deer in the headlines. So it's hard to boil it down to one game like that. It's not truly how you want it to be. But in a year where there's not a superstar that just took it and ran with it early on. I think it does kind of come down to what happened in the biggest game of the regular season. And I think we got the answer. Fernando Mendoza was clearly the better player.
Which massive underdog has the best chance to pull it off, in your opinion?
I think it's weird to say they're an underdog. I think Texas Tech, I don't think anyone really takes them seriously, which is strange for a team that ranks in the top four and has a bye week. It's really, you know, and I get it. Their strength of schedule is, you know, awful. And they didn't play anybody that really had a chance besides BYU to make it this far. But they have a pretty favorable schedule. I know Oregon is going to be tough on that side of the bracket, and obviously Indiana. But I don't look at Texas Tech like they're woefully undermanned or anything like that. That defense, it really, really plays well as a unit. They have a couple of guys who I think will be big-time players when you're talking about the NFL draft. They're just not being on a high-profile team now. And then the offense, they just continue to roll. And that trenches on both sides of the ball, I think, can compete with almost anyone. I think Georgia and Ohio State would be the concern there, and maybe even Indiana to a smaller degree. But I think Tech is someone they kind of get lost with the middle-tier teams of like Oklahoma and Alabama when you talk about these, you know, the odds say one thing, but just I don't see anyone picking them to even last beyond Oregon, and I think that's a mistake. I think there's a pretty decent chance that Texas Tech could come out of their side of the bracket, beat Indiana, and beat Oregon.
Talking all things NCAA football with the college football playoff right around the corner with our buddy Ian Valentino. Make sure you check him out at A to Z Sports. Are you surprised without Lane Kiffin that Ole Miss is still a 17.5-point favorite over Tulane?
Yeah, I think it's a little rich. There's a little bit to the mindset of, okay, you promoted a guy from within. They promoted the defensive coordinator to be head coach. Yeah, they're probably going to be a little bit motivated to be a little bit more energized and demonstrative on the field, you know, especially without Lane. Hey, we're going to rally around our coach and, you know, we don't need that guy, blah, blah, blah. But there is a loss of talent there, and that has to be recognized. And I think Ole Miss is a very good team, and Tulane's a good team too. They probably should be a 2-score favorite there, maybe a 10 or 12 point favorite. I think, you know, you're talking about 3 scores, and that seems pretty rich. And that might have been rich even with Lane. So, yeah, I think there might be a little bit of an overvalue there, like an SEC overvalue, and maybe everyone banking on something happened because that motivation X factor. I think Tulane's going to be just as motivated to say, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for us. You're without your head coach, your star head coach. We're going to take advantage while you're focused on that. It'll be a good game. I do think Ole Miss wins fairly comfortably, but I'm not sitting there looking at that line like, oh, yeah, Ole Miss is a good value there. I don't see that at all.
Before I let you go, are you buying the Marcus Freeman to the Giants stuff?
I am. I think he is a prototypical NFL head coach. He, to me, is the guy I would probably be aiming for. I don't think there's a bunch of good coordinator candidates that you'd want to talk to, but there's not a bunch of guys that franchise can go out and say, hey, we upgraded in a slam dunk way. I would start with Freeman too. I think everyone started to get on that bandwagon last year. He runs a professional program. It's a lot easier to kind of see that jump from college football to the NFL nowadays. They're much more similar leagues than what they used to be. So I would absolutely talk to him. You want to see what kind of coordinators he's going to bring in. You're going to see how he interacts with athletes, but he is the new age coach. There's not that old grinder mindset of I'm going to wear down my players and, you know, make them upset because I'm going to, you know, like the Urban Meyer type of mindset. He has the young guy connection, very energetic. I think he's going to be able to build a good staff. So I think he is, and I would be pretty surprised if they don't end up hiring Freeman. It's going to really come down to Freeman, though. I think it's his decision, just like it was last year.
Ian, great stuff. Appreciate it, as always. We'll chat soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Ian Valentino there, A to Z Sports, talking all things dogs and college football playoff. When we get back, Oren, did you see this rumor about a potential NBA star that could come to Atlanta?
I did.
Oh boy, I'll tell
you. Shams bomb.
Yeah, and I want that Shams bomb to be going off in Charlotte, not here in Atlanta. We'll talk about that next. Stay tuned. It's Chris Thomas Tonight Turtle with you till 10.